Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And thank you, Father, for blessing us today with wisdom, discernment, and, of course, warning. Thank you, Father, for doing this to open the eyes of your saints so that we don't go blindly into great trouble. Amen. Okay, I'm going to share something with you that I've shared a partial with our local assembly here, but I'm going to go into a lot more detail. And we're going to call this the Beast's Great Deception, number one. And I'm going to compare the Beast's technology, first of all, with MedBed's technology. And we'll go on from there to warnings of things to come. So I'm going to start with, in this comparison, a revelation about the beast in A Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary K. Baxter. And this is out of chapter 18. It's Open Visions from Hell, and it came in 1976. The Lord said, "This vision is for the future, and it will come to pass, but I shall return to redeem my bride and my church, and they shall not see it. Awaken, O my people. I sound the alarm to the corners of the earth, for I shall return as my word has spoken." Well, we know the Lord is returning, not in the way they expect, not the way I think Mary's the church expects, but he is coming, and he's preparing his people to escape some of these terrible things that are going to come upon those who trust in the arm of the flesh. "I beheld the fiery serpent that was in the right arm of hell. Jesus said, 'Come, see what the Spirit is saying to the world.' I saw the horns of the fiery serpent as they entered the bodies of people on earth. Many were completely possessed by the serpent. As I watched, I saw a huge beast arise in a large place and turn into a man." Well, as we're going to see, this is a corporate body of people, like all the entities in the book of Revelation, the dragon, the woman, the man-child, false prophet, two witnesses. All these are corporate bodies of people that cover the earth. Okay, and I've proven that very well in our book, Hidden Manna, so you can go and read it. "The inhabitants of the earth ran from him, some into the wilderness, some into caves, some into subway stations and bomb shelters. They sought any shelter to hide from the eyes of the beast. No one was praising God or talking about Jesus. A voice said to me, 'Where are my people?' I looked closer and I saw people like dead men walking. There was a desperate sadness in the air, and no one turned to the right or the left. I saw that the people were being led about by some unseen force." Well, I would say that is demons, and they're being programmed by the beast, as we shall see, and as we already know through the news media and other methods. They have programmed people to listen to all the wrong voices. "Now and then a voice spoke to them out of the air, and they obeyed the voice." Well, you know, Elon Musk's Neuralink implant that can allow remote transmission of messages to a person's mind like a receiver. Okay. She said, "They," that is the people, "did not talk to one another. I saw, too, that the number 666 was written on each one's forehead and on his hands." Of course, this is a parable, so you can't expect those things to be literal, but there is going to be a mark. "I saw soldiers on horses herding the people about as though they were cattle." And as we're going to see in Garrett's dream, the alien/demons during their takeover were herding people into concentration camps. The American flag, tattered and torn, lay forlornly on the ground. Well, I know that God is going to take the idol of America and patriotism out of the people. No more pledging allegiance to the flag, which for all these years it's been the flag of the deep state, who were murdering people behind the scenes. There was no joy, no laughter, no happiness. I saw death and evil everywhere. The people walked one behind another into a large department store. They kept in step like discouraged soldiers and were dressed identically in a type of prison garb. A fence surrounded the store, and guards were stationed here and there. Everywhere I looked, I saw soldiers in battle dress uniforms. I saw these zombie-like people herded into the store, where they were able to buy only the barest of necessities. As each completed his purchases, he was placed aboard a large green army truck. The truck, well guarded, was then driven to another area. Here, in a type of clinic, these people were examined for communicable diseases or crippling handicaps. A small number of them were shuffled to the side as rejects. So how could this be if their med beds are doing everything that they say they're going to do? Okay. Why would they be looking for these things, since they're spreading these all over the world? Soon, those who failed the examination were taken to another room. In that room, an impressive array of switches, buttons, and gauges lined an entire wall. A door opened and several technicians came in. One of them began to call the name of the people in the room. Without a struggle, they arose with their names when their names were called and marched into a large box. And when they were inside, another technician closed the door and pulled a switch in a panel on the wall. A few minutes later, he opened the door and took down a broom and a dustpan and swept what remained of them off of the floor. Nothing but a bit of dust was left of what had once been a room full of people. I saw those people who passed the medical exam being put back into the same truck and driven to a train. No one spoke or even turned to look at anyone else. At another building, each person was assigned a job, and they all went to work without a single dispute. I watched as they worked very hard at their assigned tasks, and then at the end of the day, they were taken to an apartment building with a high fence around it. Each undressed and went to bed. Tomorrow they would work hard again. I heard a loud voice fill the night air. I saw a huge beast, and he sat on a large throne. Well, the great size of the beast and the throne represents a corporate body of people, like all the entities in Revelation. The seven-headed beast, everybody knows that's a corporate beast, and the dragon, you know, woman, man, child, false prophet, two witnesses, etc. So all the people obeyed the beast. I saw spiritual horns growing from his head. They reached into and out of every place on earth. The beast took upon himself many positions of authority and many offices. Well, how can one person do that? This is only a corporate body that could do this. And he became great in power. The beast pushed himself into many places and deceived many people. The rich and the famous were deceived, as well as the poor and disenfranchised. Small and great paid homage to the beast. Well, this is confirmed in Revelation 13 and 16, and he caused all, the small and the great and the rich and the poor and the free and the bond, and that there be given them a mark on their right hand or upon their forehead, and that no man should be able to buy or sell save that he hath the mark, even the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. He that hath understanding, let him count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. A large machine was brought into an office. The beast put his mark on it, and his voice came out of it. There was also a big brother machine that could see into homes and businesses. Well, as a foreshadow, we have Alexa and Siri, and they're always listening and talking, always. Some people say, oh, no, they have to be called up. No, they don't. I have watched it happen. Michael called out 555 the other day and was answered from his phone and said, oh, that's a number of emergency number and in some places. And would you like me to call them? Okay. Only a single machine of this type existed, and it belonged to the beast. The part of the machine that was located in the homes of the people was invisible to the naked eye, but it could and did report to the beast every move the people made. I watched as the beast turned his throne around and faced me, and on his forehead was the number 666. As I watched, I saw another man in another office become very angry at the beast. He demanded to talk with him. He was yelling at the top of his voice. The beast appeared and seemed very courteous as he said, come, I can help you and take care of all of your problems. Well, this is where I believe the med beds are entering in here, promising to do this. The beast took the angry man into a large room and motioned for him to lie down on a table. The room and the table reminded me of a hospital emergency room, which I believe they do. The man was given an anesthesia and wheeled beneath a vast machine. Well, all of this is described concerning the med beds, the rooms, along with the anesthesia, okay? The beast attached wires to the man's head and turned on the machine. On the top of the machine were the words, this mind eraser belongs to the beast, 666. The med beds below that we're going to share is capable of this destruction of the mind. And when the man was removed from the table, his eyes had a vacant stare, and his movements reminded one of a zombie in a movie. I saw a large blank spot on the top of his head, and I knew his mind had been surgically altered so he could be controlled by the beast. The beast said, now, sir, don't you feel better? Didn't I say I could take care of all of your problems? And I have given you a new mind. You will have no worries or troubles now. Well, he would have to do this procedure billions of times unless he is a corporate body throughout the earth. You understand? So this is just a symbol here, right? The man did not speak. And the beast said, you will obey my every command. As he picked up a small object and attached it to the man's shirt. Could that be a replacement for the smartphone? I don't know. He spoke again to the man, and he answered without moving his lips. He moved like a living dead man. You will work and not get angry or frustrated, nor will you cry or be sad. You will work for me until you die. I have many like you that I control. Some lie, some kill, some steal, some make war, some have children, some run machinery, and some do other things. Yes, I control everything. An evil laugh came from him. Well, the mind of the fleshly beast and all of his converted children are in agreement against God and his children. You understand that your fleshly mind is against God. It is very easily converted, since it's already the mind of a beast, the worldwide beast. The man was handed papers to sign. He gladly gave all of his belongings to the beast. Well, this is just as it was in Egypt when the people traded all of their possessions for food. And even now the beast is destroying the food sources to control people. In my vision, I saw the man leave the office of the beast, get in a car, and drive home. And when he approached his wife, she tried to kiss him, but he made no attempt to respond. He had no feeling for his wife or anyone else. The beast had made him incapable of feeling any emotion. The wife became very angry and screamed at her husband, but to no avail. At last she said, "Okay, I'll call the beast. He'll know what to do." Well, obviously the beast will have some credibility with the unconverted out there. After a quick phone call, she left the house and drove to the same building her husband had just left. The beast welcomed her in and said, "Tell me all your troubles. I am sure I can help you." Well, a very handsome man took her by the arm and led her to the same table her husband had been on earlier. And after the same operation, she also became a depersonalized slave of the beast. Well, I believe this very handsome man represents that the Nazis are again in control with their eugenics, the study or practice of attempting to improve the human gene pool by encouraging the reproduction of people considered to have desirable traits, and discouraging or preventing the reproduction of people considered to have undesirable traits, so they finally can make perfect-looking offspring for themselves. Operation Paperclip was the beginning of this, and it was a success, yeah, for the beast. I heard the beast ask her, "How do you feel?" She did not answer until after he had attached a small object to her blouse. Then she acknowledged that he was master and lord and began to worship him. "You will be a breeder," he said. "You will have perfect babies, and they will worship and serve me." The woman replied in a robotic voice, "Yes, master, I will obey." I saw the woman again. This time she was in another building. There were many pregnant women there. The women lay lifelessly on their beds and in chanted monotones praised the beast. All had 666 on their foreheads. Again, this is symbolism, but you can get the idea of what's going on, right? So when their babies were born, they were taken to another building where mind-altered nurses had the task of raising them. The nurses also had 666 on their foreheads. The beast grew in power until his empire stretched across the earth. The babies also grew, and at certain time, they also went beneath the mind-destroying machine. They worshipped the beast and his image. But the machine had no power over the children of God. Now you can figure out for yourself why it had no power, either because they were not going to go under it, and or they were not going to go to the beast, or because if they were put under it, it didn't affect them. Take your choice. Maybe both are true. Well, we know that they are hidden in the secret place of the Most High and under the shadow of the Almighty. So they did find a place to hide, for the people of God anyway. I heard the voice of the Lord say, "Those that worship the beast and his image shall perish. Many shall be deceived and will fall, but I will save my children from the beast. These things will take place in the end times. Do not take the mark of the beast. Repent now before it's too late." That is because you have to be educated to know how to escape the mark of the beast, which is the mind of the flesh and the works of the flesh, the mark on the forehead and the mark on the hand. You have to be, have to understand what is the mark of the beast and how we're all born with the mark of the beast, but it's curable at that time. This one that's coming is not curable. The beast will call himself a man of peace. He will bring peace to many nations out of a very chaotic time. He will be able to supply the world with many inexpensive goods. Does that sound familiar? He will assure that everyone's pay is sufficient. Another familiar. He will make an alliance with many nations. Okay, we know that the alliance is starting now with the Medo-Persian Empire, which is conquering the Babylonian Empire. The alliance. Okay, and so this is happening now. The beginning of it is happening now. And the great men of the world will follow him into false sense of security. Yeah. Before these times, I will raise up an army of believers that will stand for truth and righteousness. The mighty army that Joel spoke about will hear my voice from the rising to the going down of the sun. Well, we know that Joel also spoke about an army that that was the enemy that was coming against God's people. But all armies belong to God. That's the thing. They all belong to God. And he's doing his will. He's working his will in the earth. He prophesied the coming of the beast, the coming of the mark of the beast, and he's never one time tried to stop it. Because it's necessary to separate the wheat from the tares. In the night hours also, they will hear my voice, and they will answer me. They will work for me, and they will run like mighty men of war. They shall do great works for me, for I will be with them. All these things were revealed to me by the Lord Jesus Christ in an open vision, and they are words of his mouth, and they concern the times of the end. Jesus and I returned home, and I wondered about all the things that he had shown me and told me, and I fell asleep praying for the salvation of mankind. Mm-hmm. So, let me say, are we seeing this technology now in its beginning stage with the med beds? If there is any good in the med beds, it will only last as long as the halfway decent leadership does. The beast begins to gradually take over when the tribulation starts. You'll notice that the medbed operation and the later beast operations affect the mind and are worldwide, just like the equipment they are both using. So what are the chances of this? When does the beast take over the medbeds? It looks to me like he does, and uses it for what it's capable of doing. We will prove that too. So what's a medbed? Medbeds use a technology to transform your body. I'm quoting from the experts here. Transform your body to its optimum health by using the original codes in your DNA. We have the DNA of Jesus, and we receive it by faith, right? Because we drink his blood as he commanded, or else we have no life in us. This technology has been tested. Oh, I've heard that before. Codes of DNA can be changed. The vaccines were also said to have been tested, and they were, but not for good intent, but evil intent. And now that time has passed, and we can see what the vaccines do to people. So with this technology, our society will move to focus on wellness rather than illness, this document says, in the medical field. There will be no reason or motivation for any industry to profit from illnesses. But somebody's profiting from illnesses all the way up to the beast, which we just saw, right? Well, with the med beds, every human being will be able to freely restore health and live a healthy life into older ages than we've recently been able to experience. Except nobody's going to live to those older ages. This cannot happen because Revelation's tribulation is coming, and not their 1,000 years apiece. That's death and destruction coming. vast numbers of the earth will be destroyed. So this technology has been available for 50 years, says this document, and is perfectly safe. Well, we heard that, perfectly safe, or safe and effective, which was said about the vax, right? But this is not according to what is said below, as I'm going to share with you. And alien demons who hate Christians are overseeing the MedBed's use. The secret space program has successfully used it for over the last 50 years. Well, and it was ruled over by the last 50 years by the deep state. MedBeds are being set up in specialized healing centers. Initially, they will be available away from the current health care system. When the MedBed technology is disclosed, hospitals and Big Pharma will be phased out. Well, I do thank God for that, but what is coming is worse, as I just shared with you. And this is because our medical system will no longer be based on illness, but on wellness, they say. Okay? The technology will be completely funded by the White Hats military. Well, at least for the moment. That's whose military is doing it. There will be no cost to use the MedBeds. They will be available to the public free of charge. And, of course, this is because they want to get everyone on earth in a MedBed. But those who trust in God will not be deceived. Each country will have a central center for people to book an appointment. The first appointment will be a consultation, which will involve a medical history and a full body exam. And then the patient's information will be entered into a quantum computer, in which the computer will decide the urgency of the patient's medical needs. A nearby center will be scheduled based on that assessment. The anticipated launch currently is appointments will start in mid-January. So you can see they're a little bit late, like everything else they have said, by the way, they've been late on. But this lets you know how close we are. That date may change, they said, due to military activity. And, of course, it did. But it cannot be far off. Initially, the MedBeds will be heavily controlled by the military for a time period so the technology does not get abused. Oh, so it can be abused. So, especially by those who control the military. And what military, right? In the future, we've got other beasts conquering this earth. There will not be any preferential treatment because of status in society. All people will be treated fairly, and beds will be available first for the people who are in critical need. Well, this is a little contrary to what is spoken down below here, where the unvaxxed have preference. The vaxxed are already transhuman, so now they only need to get the unvaxxed to be transhuman to control the world, as we saw the beast did. This is a reprobation of the world. When the MedBeds are released, a national call-in line will be set up for people to book appointments. MedBeds are being replicated using advanced technology. It's estimated that 1,000 MedBeds per day can be produced for distribution. And this is because they are planning this for every country to change DNA just like the beast did. And likely both are using the exact same equipment. That both are going to cover the earth. So the clinics will be run by the medical departments of the military alongside benevolent beings. Later, they are called non-humans. They are, to them, aliens, but to us, demons. And you know demons hate Christians who have the name of Jesus. but the rest are no threat. So those who will be using the beds as practitioners will be asked to work by invitation only. Later, there will be courses and job openings available for medical professionals. A person cannot operate this medical technology without medical training. For instance, if you have a patient with heart failure or with severe injuries from a car accident, you need to know first aid and how to treat the patient prior to entry into the med bed. A professional will need to know how to read certain anomalies which the bed is picking up. Many people will not understand the medical technology. Well, it's said to be alien technology. Yeah. And this is not technology that someone can simply push a button to operate. It's not like that at all. My understanding is initially they will be in the main centers scattered throughout each state and not available for purchase. As far as I know, your application will depend on need, already available services, and there will be opportunity for other technologies while waiting if they are needed. Do you know if there is will be a training schedule for either med beds or a lesser tech available for those that haven't been indoctrinated at a university? There may be a short supply of doctors since many of them will be brought up on charges for crimes against humanity. They can't hold a candle, of course, to the beast that's coming. And remember, all seven world ruling heads and their seed will be over this beast. Look, I want to say that the beast body is made up of the seven heads and ten horns. Those entities of those seven heads were identified by Daniel as world ruling kingdoms. And all of their seed, he said their dominion would be ceased, but their life would be prolonged, and that would be in their seed. And we have them with us today in the nations. Okay. So, reading on. Basically, healthcare workers or people with medical knowledge who are truly of a higher vibration will be approached first. Initially, medical professionals will be selected by invitation only. So, pharmakia is still involved. Demons don't cast out demons. People will be trained in all the types of med beds, as each center will have multiple types of beds. Each staff member will need to be trained to operate the med beds. The military and benevolent beings, later called non-humans or alien demons, will provide the training. There is no cost for the training initially. The type of training will be relevant to your individual background. For example, an assistant nurse will require more training than a brain surgeon. I think they have to indoctrinate these people too, you see. They have to believe what they're doing is good. Okay. Procedures last anywhere from a few minutes to 15 hours, depending on what you're having done. So when you call your national center, they will set up the initial consultation and the center near you. And when you arrive at the consultation session, the medical staff will go review your medical history. At that session, you will have a full body scan, usually wearing a type of hospital gown that only lasts a few minutes. Then they will discuss the findings of the scan and the details of your results. You'll discuss what you want done and what information will be entered into the computer. So we learned from the vote fiasco, folks, that exactly the opposite of the information that you want can be put into the computers. Mm-hmm. So if you want to trust yourself to men again after the vaccine, go ahead. Then the computer will decide on where you will be placed on the list, and you will be notified of your treatment date, time, and place. On the day of your treatment, when you arrive, you will be asked to change into a gown and given a light sedative. Well, that was just like the beast did above, right? A sedative. So you can't say no in the middle of it because they have you then, right? Then when you get on the bed, a sleeping gas will be released. This gas will keep you asleep for the duration of your treatment. So you can't possibly say no after that point, right? And when the treatment is complete, you will be moved to the recovery area and seen by medical professionals. There they are. They show back up. You may also be seen by counselors, depending upon what type of procedure you have experienced. Sessions, the majority of issues will be healed with just one visit. More complex cases may require up to 3 sessions. But you have to be careful of that 3rd session. It'll tell you in just a bit here. Preparation for a session. Everyone is given a sedative, just like the beast system in Baxter's Revelation. Before going in the bed, then put to sleep for the duration of the treatment, whether it's a few minutes or 15 hours. Claustrophobia is not an issue. The unvaccinated will take priority over the vaccinated. Wait a minute. I thought they said that wasn't going to happen, right? Well, people who have suffered side effects from willingly injecting poison into their bodies from vaccines will be treated after those who did not vaccinate. That sounds very righteous. However, it's not according to the need. The other people are dying, right? Tons of information has been available regarding the potential dangers of vaccines for some time. Everyone was able to do their homework and learn about the potential harm. It is true. But the vaccinated are the neediest, so this doesn't square with words spoken above. And also, the vaccinated already have their DNA altered. Now the rest of humanity, the unvaxxed, will have their DNA altered. Well, so who wants to alter all human DNA? Well, I say demons and their beast. So those who were born with severe illnesses and have diseases with other medical issues will access the med beds first. Everyone had a choice of whether to get a vaccine. The risks were available for everyone to choose for themselves. Well, yes, but we know that they were deceived by their government and doctors and had not believed their Bible. And are we to trust man and his demons again? So even though there will be priorities for the unvaccinated, it is anticipated that all individuals needing treatment will be promptly treated. Doesn't sound like it. There is no need for concern as to being treated in a med bed. There will be humanitarian teams who will reach out to the homeless for treatment. No one is left behind. You will also need to realize with Nasara Jasara, the world will change as we see it now. There won't be homeless, panhandlers, poverty, suffering, starvation. Everything will be changing. And this is pie in the sky stuff. They did not read the book of Revelation. Medbeds can correct patient medical issues to restore an individual's body to optimum state. The beds can replace or grow limbs and organs. New bones and healing. For those who have a prosthesis, the prosthesis will be removed by the bed and dissolved so beneficial healing can be carried out. Well, in Mary Baxter's revelation above, the healthy were mind altered and put to slave labor by demon-possessed people. So, surgeries in the med beds will give immediate results. For example, a baseball pitcher needing surgery can get into a med bed and be ready to pitch very soon after the treatment. In actuality, they will be ready to pitch before they wake up and get out of the med bed. The beds can reverse the damage caused by the vax, which of course would be changing DNA, right, to whatever they programmed it to do, and whoever down the road decides to program it whatever way they want to, right? Okay. So those who are unvaxxed and have natural injuries, their injuries will be a priority. Get the Christians before they hear what this is all about. We need to get them through here quickly so, you know, that when they hear from people like me, they won't change their mind. Med beds heal heart issues of all types. Yes, addictions can be healed, but people will still need to work on what they became addicted, why they became addicted in the first place. Well, that's true. That's why Jesus has the whole cure and no bad side effects, right? Dissolving of surgery added pieces. The beds will dissolve any surgically added pieces and repair the damage, returning the body to the healthy state before the issues began. So, attending demons would have total control over the natural elements. To do this, or whatever. How do you know it's the med bed doing it? Just putting that thought in your head. The med bed not only heals the damage, speaking of what they're saying here again, done from chemo, but returns the body to complete health, removing all abnormal growths. Allergies will be eliminated. All dental issues will be repaired, and teeth will regenerate. Teeth will also be restraightened if needed. The Lord's angels have said that they, by the power of God, are going to repair teeth. Yes. Yes, you can return to your ideal weight. Oh, good. You can pig out and then go in a med bed and get the trim. Like, well, liposuction or whatever. Yes, your vision and hearing can return to its optimum state. Cataracts can be corrected as well. Scars will be repaired and will disappear. Mental issues can be repaired. Autistic kids can be helped with healing. Most of them, by the way, took vaccines. Ortho issues such as the adjustment of bones and a bone correction will be handled as well. Depression will be helped gradually. Well, how do you gradually do it with a med bed? So whereas the Christians can cast this demon out immediately, how many people have been delivered of depression immediately by casting that demon out? So why is the devil, why does the med bed have to do it gradually? Eventually, it goes on to say, an individual will have to deal with the trauma in a positive way. Well, I don't know if you can do that as long as you're not saved, right? There will be many spiritually trained counselors, both human and non-human. That's what they said. So, alien demons. If we can entertain angels, listen, if we can entertain angels unawares, they can entertain fallen angels unawares too. And they even think that they're aliens. And in order to help anyone with depression, okay, well, we have a better way for all of this. Med beds can make someone more empathetic intelligent, etc. So they can also dumb someone down, as we will see. Additional languages can be learned, downloaded as well. Wow, that's neat. It's important, however, to have a reason to use the improvements you are requesting for download. For instance, there wouldn't be a reason to download all languages on this planet if you don't plan to use them. And a big part of the experience on this planet is the process of learning the knowledge that you need. Beds will restore your body to optimum health. When you heal the mind, you heal the body. So it can change your mind. And I do believe that there is a truth to this to Christians. You know, when your mind is healed from sin, your body gets healed too. So, the med beds return individuals to optimum health. If you are 80 years of age, for example, you will have the best health for an 80-year-old. That doesn't mean that you will be as agile and as fit as if you were 30. Age regression is possible to extend your life, so they can make you younger. Not everyone will be approved for age regression. Well, the Nazis were not into extending the lives of undesirables either. So it's not something that is taken lightly. It will be approved for the right purposes. Well, who's to determine that? Well, they are. So the beds can correct issues that even showed up at birth. Well, DNA, right? Med beds will reverse genetic expressions that are turned off, such as MTHFR, which is gene mutations, estrogen dominance, methylation issues, and with the detox and cleaning up of the DNA. Okay. Well, hair. You can change your hair color and your hair growth. You can change your eye color. Eyesight and eye issues can be repaired as well. Your height can be changed, however, only under extreme circumstances. We've seen that happen supernaturally. Okay. Med beds can switch gender back to your original gender if desired. So, your DNA proves what you are. Did you notice? Med beds can switch your gender back to your original gender if desired. Your DNA tells exactly what you are, a man or a woman. And they might change the outside, but they can't change this without something like a med bed. All memories will return if they were subdued, you know, kind of like the deep state does with chemtrails. Med beds can remove tattoos. Teeth can be straightened and regrown. Med beds can undo damage from years of smoking. You can see why so many people are going to flock to these things. Again, trusting in men. Knowledge and information downloads are possible. Any information can be downloaded to your brain, including other languages. So, is this how they take the clones and put it into their mind, the ways of the original person that they cloned? People have been wondering that. How, if you don't believe in clones, you haven't done your homework. And but the clone is not born with the experience of the original. So therefore, they have to put that in there. This is how I believe they do it. However, part of the human experience is the acquiring of knowledge. Mental and emotional trauma will not be fixed. Well, Satan does not cast out Satan or his demons who dwell in the mental and emotions, right? It goes on to say the technology can suppress the memories, but at some point you will need to deal with the trauma. Okay, so that leaves room for demon possession to continue, doesn't it? Because demons don't cast out demons. It seems that the medbed only fixes the physical body, they say. Okay, so it can affect the physical brain like the beast did in Baxter's Revelation. But the emotional and mental issues, which are caused by sin, is something that each person will need to work on themselves. Well, no, you have to get Jesus to work on that, and you do that by faith. It is free. It is by grace. Amen. So only with repentance and faith in God is this possible. And obviously, working on those issues is what makes an individual raise their vibration. So perhaps having a machine to do that would hinder the ascension process for the person. That might be why the medbed stays focused on healing the physical body. What is this ascension that they're talking about? No one hath ascended into heaven, but he that descended out of heaven. And that was Jesus. Meaning Christ in you is the only hope of glory, right? But they don't offer that now. They got this ascension that they have planned, right? Okay. Well, listen to this. At this time, the only thing that the beds can do is age regress someone more than three times as the brain cells. Is age regress someone more than three times, as the brain cells are not great for more than two regressions, meaning it can destroy your brain cells. So the brain is negatively affected by the medbed. But yet they're saying, on the other hand, they can make somebody live to 200. How do you do that with just one or two settings in a medbed? Something's wrong. Some folks seem to believe that healing must engage our will and all of the difficulties that implies. Well, I say that faith is a part of your will, and you can have it freely from God if you walk by faith in the promises of the Lord, right? They may believe that they need to resist miraculous healing. Well, there's a lot of religious people out there. They have to prove that, miracles are wrong, right? Some religious people believe healing and miracles are of the devil. Unless it comes from man's ingenuity, right? These same people will be in line for the medbed, right? So as one thinketh in his heart, so is he. Remember, Pharaoh's magicians could multiply the curse, but they could not remove it as Moses could. Let me say, it's still true. The vax multiplied the curse and could not remove it. So will it ultimately be with the medbeds. It's everyone's choice to believe things like this, and we must respect their beliefs. Well, the beast cannot be trusted to do this, as we just saw. He doesn't care what your beliefs are. He only cares that you worship him, right? So, he can't be trusted to do this with this equipment any more than the beast vaccine makers could. Each person has free will. Well, I think I just saw the beast take that away from people. So using something looked very much like a medbed, right? Each person has free will. For those who are negative thinkers, they might leave a medbed session and by the next day be as they were prior to the medbed due to their thinking. So now they've got an out. Okay. You got to think right. And if you didn't get what you thought you were supposed to get, you just weren't thinking right. Well, we know this is true in the kingdom, but our faith is towards God, not towards medbids. Some people enjoy their problems and their pain, they say. And that's true. Some people do. And they get good money for keeping their problems. And they really don't want you to take them away because they like that free income. Anyway, the curse of sin and death can't be overcome by medbids. God spoke the curse on sin in Deuteronomy 28, and man can't remove it. He can only push it around. It will ultimately end up being a curse just like the vaccines have always been. Jesus in the man-child ministries will be enforced to do mighty miracles of every kind without medbids. Medbids are the new earth. Excuse me. Medbids and the new earth are not here to change people to how you prefer them to be. Well, I think that's why people would go to them, is because they want to change to the way they want to be. So just tell that to the beast, right? This technology is here to assist health and vitality physically. It is each soul's choice to think, feel, and behave a certain way in order for that soul to experience that particular life, and it is against universal law to interfere with that choice of experience. So they have another out here. You know, it's your problem. If the med bed does not work to deliver you from your demons and the curse, it's your fault. The soul that sins must die, says the Lord. And look how evil the deep state got, and they had the medbeds. Ooh. And look how old and ugly some of them are, and they had the medbeds. Uh-oh. Something's wrong here. The secret space program has not perfected the technology to deal with the effects on the brain from age regression. I'll say that again. The secret space program has not perfected the technology to deal with the effects on the brain from age regression. So, this medbed can fry your brain. And now, when they try to make you younger, in other words, when they try to do good, it does bad. Well, this is worse than the vaccine. They claimed to be doing good, but they did bad. And they knew it. And you trusted them. So, age regression is a, he goes on to say, a very different process than healing. The technology works differently in age regression than it does for healing. At the present time, if you age regress more than three times, then dementia, scar tissue, neurological, and motor skills issues become more likely. Did you get that? So all they got to do is turn the machine up and get you on the first run, like the beast did, right? So medbeds can induce any kind of brain injuries like Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, vascular dementia, brain injuries, TIA, strokes, etc. You can be age regressed twice safely. That's what they said about the vaccine. The third time, the brain cells begin to die. So let's just turn the thing up and dumb everybody down. And do it the first time around. So it saves time and money. Right? Well, that's what the beast decided to do, right? The beds work on pets as well. That includes all animals, dogs, cats, horses, and any living creature for that matter. How about a grub worm? All animals can benefit from medbed technology. People may need some education on how to maintain a healthy lifestyle so that they are not dependent on technology. Yeah. It's like as if you have a treatment and then you keep going back and doing all the stuff that you've been doing, your results may start to fade. In other words, you go to a med bed to get your desired weight, then you go out and pig out. And you go out and pig out and pig out and pig out because you know you can always go back to the med bed. But they're saying, hey, this is not going to work. So you need a change of mind, right? And yes, there will need to be better lifestyle choices in many cases, it says. Okay. But let me say, addictions to sin will magnify the curse. Right. You cannot choose to live forever, it says. You can regress no more than three times. After that, in fact, it said before that on the third time, the brain cells begin to die. Well, you would need a soul transfer to continue. Did you hear that? You would need a soul transfer to continue. What they're saying is, take your mind and put it in a clone. Now you know how the clones walk and talk and think like the original. Okay. You will be able to live more than 100 years. On just two med bed trips? 100 years? And be healthy. In fact, it will be possible for people to be able to live for more than 200 years. You mean just on two med bed trips? 200 years? First of all, that's not going to happen. Genesis 6 and 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for that he also is flesh. So, you know, the flood actually came and put an end to their longevity, right? And now the tribulation is coming to put an end to the longevity. So, yet shall his days be 120 years. Well, that time is over too, by the way. 120 years. So where did they get this 200 years, you know? So trusting in man and his demons will bring it all crashing down. Who gave men the nuclear bomb, right? Operation Paperclip, bunch of demon-possessed people. Yeah. So, the frequency and energy patterns access the DNA and the way it organizes itself geometrically. The DNA itself is an antenna, drawing the frequencies, energies from the primordial source field. Oh, so they're making you a transmitter? Or receiver, let me say. A receiver, okay. And you get this from the primordial source? Well, let me say, our primordial source is the one true God. Don't put your trust in men. Therefore, each person is specific in his personal expression of the source. Yeah. And even the physical appearance is an expression of its individual aspect. Being open to receiving the blessings is vital. Well, we're told that the med bed are alien technology, so can we trust the demons like some trusted the pharmaceutical companies? The FDA does not need to approve this technology. The FDA will be shut down. They are not for humanity. Well, I agree mostly with that. Med beds will not be able to be purchased for some time after the initial rollout. As for cost, there is no word on that issue. Prosperity and abundance for all is expected. So expect for mankind to have health, prosperity, and abundance in the near future. The med beds are part of that prosperity. Well, let me say there is a condition that they do not believe. 3 John 1 and 2 says, Beloved, I pray that in all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Okay, they don't believe in that condition. But they're wrong, and we will be proven right. God will be proven right. So this credits was to Sky Prince from the Telegram channel, Sky's Med Bed Room, 2021. And question and answer, Med Bed's Consolidated Writing by Vicki Lee. And for more info like this, Instagram at Open Your Mind TV. That's what they want to do too. Let me say that the movie Elysium, which came out in 2013, programmed the masses to all seek the med beds as their savior. And I'll put a link to that here. We're not saying that the med beds won't initially perform healings for people to addict them, but they will be at the mercy of the beast, ultimately, and he has none. Mercy, that is. I'm saying they may initially work. We don't know how much harm they're just telling you right now how much harm they can do right now. So depending upon who is running the med beds and running the military, you're going to be at their mercy. This is Execution of the Soul by MedBed, Adriana Santoro. She got this 2/4/23. I dreamed that two people I knew were told they were unwell, a male and a female. The woman had thick blonde hair, mid-length hair. Okay. I believe this is a sign of partial submission to the sun, SON/SUN. In other words, blonde is what bleached by the sun, right? Well, mid-length represents lukewarm, who are spewed out of the body of Christ. That's what came to me as I read that. She had big eyes that were more of a dull gold, brown, green, and would have been in her late 30s. Well, part gold represents Christian, I believe. Brown represents rebellion, I believe. And green represents having demons, I believe. Okay, you can change that if you want. The male was a young man who had an athletic build and light brown hair, and he was in his 20s with tattoos. Oh, well, athletic folks are in danger from, yes, as you know, the vaccines. Leviticus 19 and 28 says, "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord." And the NIV translate this into more modern language. It says, "Do not cut your bodies for the dead or put tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord." So if he's the Lord and you say he's the Lord, then you should obey him. He said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say?" The young man was progressively falling more ill as the days went on. Probably took the vax. But it looked fear-based because of his euthanasia or execution date. So they've already figured out the dates if you got one vaccination, two vaccinations, or the booster or whatever. They already know how long you're going to last. Notice that a date was set for their execution. More so than a genuine illness, she says. So it was because of this euthanasia or execution, more so than a general illness. Well, it sounds to me like he took the vax. The athletic types go the fastest because there is more of a strain on their cardiovascular system. As their blood runs faster, the self-assembling metallic nanoparticles that are razor sharp cut up and scar the insides of their vasculature. I and a group of friends tried to spend as much time as we could with the two. Yes, the people need help, and they don't know God, and they need somebody to lead them to God. They need those who have wisdom in the Word to encourage them to believe, or they will turn to the curse of trusting in man and die. Jeremiah 17:5, thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a heath in the desert. In other words, like a dead tumbleweed blowing through the desert. And shall not see when good cometh. That means they cannot hear the gospel of healing when saints try to save them. But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, and salt land shall not be inhabited. So back to the note here. One day the woman had disappeared, and we went looking for her at the place where she was to die. And now a place was set for her death, we can see here, right? She was there along with another woman who looked of Asian Chinese descent. Well, this is, I believe, representing a foreigner to the kingdom. Not that Chinese are all foreigners. There are many Chinese that are Christians, but we're talking about symbolism here. So they represent a foreigner to the kingdom, and the Chinese communists are joined to the deep state to kill the population. The Asian woman had brown, black, mid-length hair, meaning submitted to darkness, and was quite tall and slender build. I don't know if you've noticed, but the description that's been given to these aliens, they call aliens, but they're demons, is just like this. And this woman was operating a green solarium-type machine, so the sun could come through, just like a medbed, right? Except inside would have been more like a coffin. Sounds like a medbed that kills. I began speaking to her about the woman who was about to die, and she said that the woman would drift off and be aware of what was going on, like an out-of-body experience. Or, quote, her soul leaving her body. Well, the soul is the mind, will, and emotions. The beast used what appeared to be a medbed to kill the soul, but heal the body. Because they wanted to use them as slaves, they needed the body, but they didn't want their brain, right? So the beast in Mary Kay Baxter's vision was using what appeared to be a medbed to destroy the mind or soul of the people. This is a spiritual death. This is a reprobation. At that point, I had a vision of the woman as her soul exited her body. She was very confused about what was going on, and I began to worry about her salvation, or if she had fully died in that moment. Well, not necessarily. So although this probably speaks of a future corporate event, as dreams usually do, when her soul leaves her body, it could mean spiritual death because of the mark of the beast, right? It's the beast machine. It had 666 on it, right? I asked the Asian woman what would happen in the circumstance that she was still alive in that space. And the woman responded, she would never know because of how well she cleaned up. Oh, my. This sounds like Baxter's Revelation, where the beast turned consenting people into mindless zombies, and they had no consciousness left, like a reprobation, and they're dead, and they don't know it. I then watched as this green tube coffin or death vault slid down into a tunnel or chamber, and some white powder was released from the top of the chute to get rid of any smell or bacteria. Well, so people do die and just pass on, but this is kind of a hidden thing here, right? So it's probably lime to keep disease or smell from spreading. And this appears to be a cover-up about what is actually happening here, like the cover-up of the deaths through the vax. They covered it up, didn't they? I left the venue distraught and confused about what had happened to this woman and how this was going to happen to the young man also. And let me add, multitudes more. Then I woke up. The medbed can change the DNA and the mind just like their FunVax, which is short for Fundamentalism Vaccination. If you heard me teach on that a few years ago, to turn people away from the mind of Christ, for fervency for God. So this appears to be a spiritual execution of the soul. Yes. Well, I'm going to turn to Garrett Crawford's revelation here, which is very interesting. We called it Aliens Are Demons Manifested in Flesh. Garrett Crawford got this, 6-15-10. And let me say that there are many people convinced of aliens. And this is a strong delusion that's coming over the world. I've watched them give their teachings and even bring in people like Michael the Archangel is one of them, by the way. Lie. Okay. So to convince people of aliens and their methods and their message and so on and so forth, right? That's going to change over time. Let me tell you, that's the way deceptions are. They get you in just a little bit, and they get you filled with some kind of a spirit, a deceiving spirit, and then they can feed you anything they want to feed you. So, many people are convinced of aliens or spirit guides that they feel are friendly to humanity, which is a strong delusion, because all of the aliens are demons, as the scripture says. Have you noticed that many of the Planet X Nibiru researchers have fallen for what they read the ancients said of aliens showing up when Planet X did? Well, now Planet X is coming again, and they're showing up again. They were deceived by demons, which was a type for our day, right? We should not be deceived. They are being released by God to deceive. Jude 5. Now I desire to put you in remembrance, though you know all things once and for all, that the Lord, having saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Go under a machine that takes away your mind, and you will believe not. Listen to deceiving spirits, and when those spirits enter into you, you will believe not. I've seen the faction. When those demons entered into them, they suddenly changed. They understood nothing that they understood before that. The only thing they knew was that we were their enemy. And that's because we are the enemy of demon spirits, and they were full of them. Okay? So, these people through this, all of this situation are hoping to impart demons to people so that they can't believe the truth. So, reading on, verse 6, it says, and angels that kept not their own principality. This is what we're talking about. but left their proper habitation, he hath kept in everlasting bonds under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Whoa. Okay, well, we'll talk more about this. But it is possible they will play the good alien, bad alien game to drive the multitudes into the camp of the so-called good aliens. But they're all demons. And Garrett said, in my dream, I was outside in a populated area, maybe in a park or something. It was nighttime, and it seemed like any other summer night. All of a sudden, a lot of strange lights started appearing in the sky. Actually, this has happened. I mean, strange lights appearing in the sky, acting on their own. And people said, well, that's a fleet of aliens, you know. So this has happened in our day. And it sounds like they're going to make contact. Yes. First, it seemed like hundreds of shooting stars falling to the earth. Then, as the light became more illuminated, the objects took the shape of spacecraft. Ooh. The night sky was lit up like the 4th of July, and everyone was shocked and amazed. From the east to the west, the sky filled with this armada of craft entering Earth's atmosphere. Oh, it's our friendly aliens showing up, isn't it? So what the ancients believed were aliens who showed up during the time of Planet X, according to their writings, were in fact demons, who are fallen angels and can take on the appearance of physical bodies, just like God's angels, but for the purpose of deception, right? The tribulation covenant could be made under cover of catastrophes, even Planet X and Nibiru. It could even be an alliance. So just as the woman is going into the wilderness, there is a war in heaven, and Satan and his fallen angels are cast to the earth. Oh, is it the picture coming more clear to you? To deceive the whole world. Revelation 12 and 9. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. Is it going to happen? Yes, it is. He was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. Some people say that the demons are not angels. They are the fallen angels. The Bible repeats that in several places. And if you can entertain an angel unawares, as the Bible says you can, and you do, then you can entertain a fallen angel unawares too, and even think it is a alien. So Belinda had a dream of a bright star falling from heaven and received Isaiah 14, where Satan is falling from heaven. Satan is what? A fallen angel. Isaiah 14, 12 through 13. How art thou fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground that didst lay low the nations? So who has brought all the nations down like the deep state? Well, it's Satan. They are all Satanists. Get a hint. They worship Satan. They sacrifice babies and women and anybody they want to. And thou saidest in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That's who he's aiming for. He's already got everybody else. And, of course, we know the stars of God were Abraham's seed, as God said. Okay, these are not talking about the angels. These are talking about Abraham's seed. And we're Abraham's seed through faith, Paul said, right? I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. Yep. And is he ruling over most churches today? Actually, people have had visions of that. The dragon stretched out over their church, like the false revival movement. Yeah. And who is the dragon? The God of Babylon. So in the uttermost parts of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. So worship me. If you worship the beast, who are you worshiping? Satan. All of the head of the beast are Satan worshipers. Yet thou shalt be brought down to Sheol, that's the place of the dead, to the uttermost parts of the pit. So Satan deceives men into thinking that he is God. And he is pleased with unregenerate, falsely called, good men, which is the doctrine of the New Agers. And that's why, since everybody's really good down on the inside, we're going to have 1,000 years of peace. But God says, no, there is no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord. So God is bringing his tribulation in the book of Revelation. And they say, oh, that doesn't belong in the Bible. But it has a perfect numeric pattern, just like the rest of the 66 books. Which, by the way, they don't believe in either. They want to add hundreds of books into the Bible to totally pollute it. That's what they're trying to do right now. So, these are deceivers. They say the book of Revelation does not belong in the Bible, but it has a perfect numeric pattern like nobody has in any books except the rest of the books of the Bible. So it fits perfectly. 2 Corinthians 11 and 13 says, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ. There are many. And no marvel, for even Satan fashioneth himself into an angel of light. He doesn't show up in that red suit with the horns. He acts like an angel of light. Verse 15, it's no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness. Oh, yeah. Whose end shall be according to their works. Babylon, that is U.S., is partner in this deception of the nations. Right? Revelation 18 and 23 says, and the light of a lamp shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the princes of the earth. For with thy sorcery were all the nations deceived. Witchcraft, same word. These people are full of witchcraft and faction. They are traitors, both in the church. There is a deep state in the church, both in the church and in the worldly governments and in the world. These people are traitors. They will wipe out all of humanity if they can, and they'll enjoy it and laugh about it. I was very skeptical, even while seeing this with my own two eyes, Garrett said. I confidently told everyone, don't be fooled, it's a hologram. which is one of the theories that's out there, right? I thought these sites were just a crafty trick, which is true, but not as a false vision, right? But then the ships started to get closer to the ground, and they ultimately landed. And by this time, I was starting to get bewildered. I didn't know what to think. I was really caught off guard. I thought for sure it was all some sort of an illusion by the evil rulers of the world. Well, we know that they are Satanists and are in on the plan of strong delusion, which is according to God's will. 2 Thessalonians 2:8. Listen. And then shall be revealed the lawless one, whom the Lord Jesus shall slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to naught by the manifestation of his coming. Even he whose coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. What's the medbed? A lying wonder. And with all deceit of unrighteousness for them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth, which includes most Christians, that they might be saved. They don't love the truth enough to believe in it, to stand in it, and to trust God for their healing, their deliverance, and whatever. And they're going to flock to these machines. While they're once saved, always saved. And for this cause, God sendeth them a working of error. So God is sending them a delusion, just like he sent the faction a delusion. That they should believe a lie, like the faction did. They got the same witchcraft and faction and critical and angry spirits against all things Christian, just like the deep state. That they all might be judged who believed not the truth. So God's sending them a lie. They believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. It appears in this dream that the fallen angels' deception is so strong that God's people will be tested to see who really believes his word. Mark 13:22 says, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show signs and wonders, that they may lead astray, if possible, the elect." Well, those who are chosen from the foundation of the world will not be deceived, but it's such a strong delusion, it would deceive them too if God would permit it. So, once the craft landed, the door opened and some humanoid beings walked out. Everyone was amazed and startled at the same time. I couldn't believe my eyes. Still believing this was a hologram, I ran over to the ship to touch it and realized it was real. like demons, if humans can make spacecraft, demons can too. I got to tell you, they're highly technological. Okay. Satan and his angels are very technological. If they must be and have the ability to manifest and interact with a physical realm, again, if we can entertain angels unawares, they can entertain fallen angels unaware too. So they look just like they're physical, because they are. They gave men atomic bombs and anti-gravity flying saucers, and they give technology that they ultimately believe they need to destroy mankind. I swallowed hard, realizing I was wrong, and I ran back to the crowd. The humanoid beings dressed in Star Trek-type apparel, oh gosh, that's we've been primed by that, right? We're being led out by a blonde-haired woman. Well, this is really amazing. There is a woman who has introduced many to speaking and hearing from aliens. And this is no different than a seance, which is speaking to aliens, called familiar spirits, right? And for some reason, the aliens are led by a woman. Why is it that way? Because God is the opposite. He demands that the men take the lead. He does not permit a woman to teach or to take authority over the man. So the demons, of course, like the very opposite, and the devil does too, and that's what they do. They want to disprove everything Bible, right? I was overwhelmed and slightly intimidated and ran up to her and began to rebuke her in my tongue language. I often do this in dreams when I feel physically or mentally helpless against an enemy. It often gets me results. But not this time. I thought for sure she would shrivel up in a puddle of goop, like something out of The Wizard of Oz. But to my astonishment, she just kind of pushed me out of the way without even acknowledging me. I was perplexed. Well, the answer to this is that when God sends a delusion to deceive the evil world, we can't cast it down or cast it out or cause it to not happen. Or should we even try? No. If they are a threat to us, then we can exercise authority over them, as has been done. And the name of Jesus makes demons disappear, I got to tell you, even in their physical manifestations. Okay, but you can't destroy what God has sent to destroy the wicked. 2 Thessalonians 2:11, and for this cause God sendeth them a working of error, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be judged who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So as you can see, we only have authority to help the disciples. Okay? Or those who are to be disciples. Okay? I watched the group of beings disperse into the crowd. It seemed like they had specific orders and didn't even stop to talk to anyone. They just went about whatever it is that they were sent here to do. I remember being surrounded by hundreds of people like me, everyone just totally in awe of what they saw. And after some time, I started to see the beings again, but now they did not look like humans. They had glass faces like ice. It was like they were wearing a mask. But they weren't. I could see through their heads, and nothing was inside. They had hideous, clown-like faces with big smiles, like jack-o'-lanterns. Well, thinking these beings to be mere humans, while in fact they are demon-possessed, is more common than we think. But the whole world outside of Christ will be deceived and possessed. They were now corralling people like cattle in different areas. Sounds like FEMA camps to me. The adults were forced to separate from the children. That's what they normally do. And were taken to a designated area. The children were all taken to another area and placed in long lines, all of which led into a large circus-like tent. Yep. So this alien disclosure will bring much confusion and distraction, as well as cause people to give up their faith in the one true God and falling into the hands of the beast. None of the children quite knew what was happening. They were all a little less concerned than the adults. And I remember leaving the adult group and running over to see what was happening to the children. And after seeing what was taking place, I immediately woke up. Okay. This is Vanessa Weeks' revelation. America, this is your last warning. 2:5:23. In a dream, I saw a rectangular piece of paper that was red and yellow. Well, these are, of course, the warning colors, right? On the left upper part was the letter Z. There's a new meaning to Z nowadays. I'll share that with you. But under this, to the right, in red, were these words, America, this is your last and final warning. Well, the letter Z is the last letter in the English language and equates to the omega symbol in the Greek. The letter Z represents the end, just as omega represents the last, Jesus said in Revelation 21 and 6, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Okay. I knew in the dream that it was from China. And as I read it, I thought, Z is the last letter of the alphabet. And that there have been many warnings. So this is the last warning. Okay. And as I saw this, I was packing a sturdy old-fashioned suitcase. Well, we surmise that this is for her to go into the wilderness. It's time to go into the wilderness. After I woke up, I was asking the Lord about this, and I opened my Bible, and it was on Psalm 91. And my eyes fell on, I will set him on high, in verse 14. This whole psalm is great about the Lord's protection of those in the secret place of the Most High. And this is Christ. Inside, if you're abiding in Christ, you're in the secret place of the Most High. So, this partial text that Vanessa got, I will set him on high in verse 14, is right after the serpent threat is mentioned. So the righteous won't get bit. They're being set on high, so they won't get bit by the serpent. Serpent venom is in the vax poison. We received the same text as Vanessa in our morning prayer meeting on 2/7/23. Psalm 91:14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. How do you get to know the name of the Lord? This isn't, the word name means nature, character, and authority. Many people have another Jesus and another gospel. It's exactly so. They're deceived. Even Christians, many of them are deceived. They don't have the true Jesus of the Bible, and they won't read the Bible to be reprogrammed. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can't come into the image of Christ without renewing your mind with the Word of God. Okay. Let's see, have I got time here? Yeah. I will read this. Wonderful text. Psalm 91 and 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. It's a secret place. Even the beast can't find you. Of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So there is a place to hide from the all-seeing beast. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. See, you have to give the good confession. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And salvation covers it all, folks. I don't care what the religious people say. It covers your circumstances. It covers your health. It covers deliverance from demons, deliverance in your circumstances. It covers it all. And you can look at the same word, soteria, or sozo, the verb, and you can tell that it covers it all. But religion has covered it up. It's accept Jesus as your personal Savior. No, it's not true. It's not in the Bible. He has to accept you. That's the problem. Repent and believe, or he does not accept you. It doesn't matter if you accept him as your personal Savior. Okay? Because that's not in the Bible. I will say of the Lord, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. Can you say that? Because that's what faithful people who believe in the promises of God believe and say. My God, in whom I trust, for He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Why? Because He just confessed it right there. He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Ooh. Folks, they're spraying it out of the sky. They're hitting you with 5G, which, by the way, does the same thing as what they say COVID-19 does. That's a big deception, isn't it? He will cover thee with His pinions, and under His wings shalt thou take refuge. You have a refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. For the pestilence that walketh in darkness, or gets sprayed from the chemtrails. Thou shalt not be afraid, he says. Don't fear the chemtrails. Don't fear 5G. Don't fear any of it. You are immune. You have the DNA of Jesus. It is yours. Believe it. Confess it, right? So for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. We're entering into it here, folks. These earthquakes are going to be fantastic and cause so much devastation and destruction, along with the volcanic action and so on and so forth. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the who? The wicked. The wicked are going to be taken down by this. It doesn't matter if they call themselves Christian. If they're wicked, they're going to be taken down. For thou, O Lord, art my refuge. There it is again. Confession of the Lord. Thou hast made the Most High thy habitation. Just by confessing it. Notice. For thou, O Lord, art my refuge. You believe and confess Jesus as your Savior. This is what it means. Thou hast made the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee. What does it say? They say this is for the millennium. How silly. People get blessed by this all these years, and yet these people have got to put it to the millennium so their people can't take advantage of it. Those are deceivers. Get away from them. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy tent. See that thing you're walking around in is a tent. It's a temporary tabernacle for God, right? For He will give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. All thy ways. They shall bear thee up on their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. So, and of course that means a lot more than dashing your foot against a stone, right? They keep you from all kinds of troubles. I've seen them save me. I've seen the angels save me when the faction was sending curses to try to take me down and take me out. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. Well, there you go. Stepping on them snakes again, right? The young lion and the serpent shalt thou trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. So, you know what? You can overcome the vaccine, which has snake venom in it, because of God Almighty and what He did to deliver us from all of the curse. Jesus bore the curse. He became a curse for us so that we could have Abraham's blessings. Amen. So he says, the young lion and the serpent shalt thou trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. I remember squirrel hunting back behind Lake Maurepaw down there on the Gulf, a shallow lake that's had a lot of hurricanes come through there and push a lot of trees over, and there's holes all over the place from the root balls and snakes everywhere. I mean, everywhere. I killed most of the squirrels that day. I had several people hunting with me. I had a .22 and they had shotguns, but I was good with a .22. And I killed more squirrels, but I killed more snakes than I killed squirrels. Now when you're squirrel hunting, you really want to try to be quiet, but you can't do it when there are snakes everywhere, you know. And being set on high is what I wanted all of the time, to be set on high. Yeah, because there were moccasins everywhere, and they're a nasty snake, a really nasty, you know, have a really nasty attitude. So I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So I asked what this dream was about, and I got by faith at random, 2 Chronicles 22:7. And this was when Jehu, the man-child reformer, was wiping out the faction of the house of Ahab and his allies. You see, that's what God is going to do. The faction in the government are those traitors that are not abiding to this Constitution or any other. They've got their own ideas. And getting rid of you is part of it. They are traitors. Okay? We know several who were responsible for the 2018 faction attack against us die of snake venom, according to the dreams. In other words, they died from the vaccine or sprayed from the sky, one or the other, but I believe it was the vaccine. And other factious people died of the plague, according to other dreams, you know. And the people in the government, God is able to turn all of that on them. Do you know, overwhelmingly, leftists and liberals who think the same way as the deep state are the people being taken down. Overwhelmingly. And God told us he was going to use it. He said we wouldn't be able to get rid of it. He was going to use this vaccine and this plague. So 2 Chronicles 22:7 says, and he returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which they had given him at Ramah when he fought against Hazael, king of Syria. And Azariah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick. So now the right wing goes down there to visit this guy, you know, be not unequally yoked, right? And now the destruction of Ahaziah was of God, in that he went unto Joram, for when he was come, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. Let me tell you, there's a lot of Ahabs over God's people, and they're going to be cut off. And it came to pass when Jehu was executing judgment upon the house of Ahab that he found the princes of Judah and the sons of the brethren of Ahaziah ministering unto Ahaziah, and slew them because they were traitors too. Yeah. Rhinos. And he sought Ahaziah, and they caught him. Now he was hiding in Samaria. And they brought him to Jehu and slew him. And they buried him For they said, he is the son of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all of his heart. And the house of Ahaziah had no power to hold the kingdom. Praise be to God. Now when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she rose up and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah, all of her grandchildren. Isn't that something? Nice woman, huh? Yep. This Jezebel is not a nice woman. She hates the people of God. I also believe that this last warning is about huge earthquakes that are coming that I'm going to share with you later, on a later date, that will wreck this earth. We entered an 11-year solar maximum. For 8 hours, a huge polar vortex was on the sun, causing bulges in the sun and CMEs to be emitted like have never been seen. And also a few weeks ago, the core of the earth stopped and reversed direction. They say this has happened before, but evidently not real recently for sure. The core of the earth stopped and reversed direction. I would say God is warning, and all of these warnings are coming at one time here. Earthquake over there, you know, that obviously was used by earthquake weapons. And by the way, it's coming here. You saw all the buildings collapsed in Turkey there. And it's coming here. So get ready. Trust in the Lord and get ready. Because God has warned us. It's all coming now. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that your people not put no trust in man, but go and find out what your Bible says about sickness, about plagues, and everything. If they'll just believe your word, Lord, they'll be saved. If they believe and confess you, Lord, they'll be saved. If they trust in man, they're going to be destroyed. As your word said, cursed is the man that trusts in man. Thank you, Father. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for being our God and our Savior. Deliver us from evil, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the great revival that's coming, the multitudes of people that are going to be coming into the kingdom because of the signs and wonders and miracles through the man-child ministry. God is going to prove his med-bed and disprove this other one. And there's going to be no competition whatsoever. Amen. Well, all right. God bless you and keep you. Thank you for joining us today. We'll do this again sometime. Good night.